is Southside.
And, of course, Siren 107.3 FM for our wonderful Lincoln listener as well. And, of course, the Beyond Factor. Now, one of the fantastic joys of June time is not just Royal Ascot, though that's obviously very important. It's not just the fact that there are various sort of sporting competitions that kick off in Wimbledon and SW10 and so on and so forth. It is, has to be, in so many ways, the pinnacle of quality country shows, the show that balances out the mixture of the urban and the rural in fantastic scenarios. We certainly are delighted every year to actually make our way to the fabulous Lincolnshire show, and accordingly, every fabulous show needs a fabulous show director, so accordingly we say those magical words, Charles Hood, are you indeed there?
Good afternoon, I am indeed.
Wonderful to speak to you, Charles. A little bit of a bittersweet experience, this, because I gather you're the outgoing show director this time round.
I am, but I've really enjoyed my 6 years in tenure, and I'm delighted that I've got Richard Collett, who's taking over from me for 2011, and I'm sure that he will play a huge part in the future of the show. And will deliver a show of which we can all be very proud.
Now, as we mentioned, Charles, we certainly like to cover the external and rural events. I always feel the start of the show season is usually the Newark and Notch show, which really kicks off the whole side of things, etc. And Adrian Johnston does some fabulous stuff there. I'm also well aware that Bill Cowling and indeed the fine folk from the Great Yorkshire Show often like to drop by the Lincolnshire show, just to obviously sort of see what magical things are happening there from that point of view. Nigel Pulling, of course, the chief executive of the Yorkshire Agricultural Society. Lincolnshire show is one of those areas which is perfectly placed, I've often felt, because you, as I said at the intro, you kind of know where you are with it, really. It's 2 days of absolute quality in one of God's greatest cities.
We have tried to maintain the agricultural tradition of the show and maintain that, whereas I do feel that some other shows have slightly moved offline and really become glorified country fairs.
And it's an interesting point you make, Charles, because I think one of the reasons that, shall we say, the Royal Show ceased to be, and indeed a number of other shows, perhaps they've fallen a little bit betwixt and between, and accordingly have been neither fish nor fowl, to use a kind of agricultural metaphor.
Yes, and of course there are other specifically agricultural events which take place around the county, cereals which took place in Cambridgeshire last week, very much aimed at arable farming. Whereas we have something slightly different to offer in that we offer something to the agricultural community. It's the chance for agricultural businesses to connect locally with farmers and people who live in the countryside. But at the same time, this is a much wider opportunity for people from outside of agriculture to come to the showground and learn a bit more about the way that our food is produced.
Precisely. As we say, we talked an awful lot about food miles. And I know one of our regular countryside correspondents, Lou Bevin, always uses the line, think farm yards rather than food miles. And, thankfully, it's really thanks to the good offices of yourself and the rest of the team in the Lincolnshire Agricultural Show and others that people are aware, or at least it's made aware, that milk doesn't just come from supermarkets. There are various other stages in between, shall we say.
Yes. This year we've got, specifically in the discovery area, the story of how a cauliflower starts life as seed and how it might end up on your dinner table on a Sunday afternoon.
That's wonderful. It's just a whole new world. I mean, that's the thing that does impress me, the way in which you kind of mix and match those things. And it is a show that literally has something for everybody. I know that certainly having attended shows over previous years, the city of Lincoln actually tends to just be almost deserted, really. It's a case of if you're not at the show, well, you've obviously given up on your social life entirely.
Well, it is a great opportunity for social networking and a great value day out. And this year, in the main ring, we've got an agricultural machinery display which reflects harvesting through the ages. It particularly concentrates on cereals and on sugar beet and potatoes, and it literally starts with a man and a scythe going back through the ages and ends up with a combine with a 40-foot header, very much in 2010. And we hope that everyone will find this very entertaining.
Absolutely. I say those main ring exhibits are always very good, including the sort of parade of champions that takes place at the end of the day, which I was very impressed with, really. Moving on, we have in the studio Aaron Craig, who's a head chef at the Vista Del Mar restaurant in Saltburn. Aaron's going to be making his debut as one of our Southside location reporters at the Lincolnshire show this particular year, Charles. Aaron, what are you most looking forward to about the Lincolnshire show?
The shows is really, really good because, you know, I find is in my career, a lot of kids now don't know much about agriculture and how food's produced. Is that something, Charles, that you'll be addressing at this year's show?
Yes, it is. Good afternoon, Aaron.
Good afternoon.
Very much so. The food court will reflect very much local produce. It's a great opportunity for our local food producers in Lincolnshire to exhibit their wares and what they produce and to show them to the wider audience, which is very important for the local economy, and it will also afford the consumer the chance to look at what they are able to purchase and the huge variety of food which is on offer and is produced in our lovely county.
Yeah.
A couple of questions we put to Mark Farmer, who I always think is a perfectly named individual to be heading up the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about clearly the general attractions and the sort of notion of getting a chance to look around the show himself from that point of view. Do you get the chance, Charles, to obviously as show director, you have an overview of the whole thing, but when 23rd and 24th actually comes round, do you get a chance to actually wander around yourself and say, oh, that's okay, or is it just a case of, no, it's main, all systems go until the 24th, and then we start thinking about 2011?
Well, it is all systems go, but built into my timetable, I very much do have a bit of free time where I can go and visit other areas of the show and just see what's going on, because I think that's vitally important. And this year in particular, we've built in some extra time to allow for that, so that Richard, who's taking over from me, and I can have an overview of things together, which will bode well for the future.
Which is all great. Now, I can't believe that you're leaving us for good and all, Charles. I mean, that's for the people who've obviously appreciated how the show, because in many ways, I feel that in the 6 years that you've been running the show, it was probably about 5 or 6 years ago I started covering these shows in the first place. So even though I think this is the first time we've actually done a one-on-one interview, it's wonderful to sort of sense that, you know, that development has been there. Will you still be sticking around within the Lincolnshire area, or will you be sort of heading off saying, no, I'm going to be heading off to the Royal Highland show next year?
Oh, no. Well, I might go for a look, but no, very much so. I live very close to the show ground, and I have a great interest in it. I'm still going to be about, and I'm still going to be organising the horse trials next spring.
Always great stuff, and the quality keeps going up year by year when we start talking about those horse trials, of course. Tickets, are they still available?
They are, indeed. If you go online and search for the Lincolnshire Show, mm-hmm. You can soon find the ticket site. Adults are £18, concession £16, and a family ticket, which I think is particularly good value, which provides for 2 adults and 3 children, is £39. And I think that these prices reflect very good value for them, for money. They're still the same prices that we maintained in 2009, and in fact the family tickets and the individual tickets have been reduced, and they do compare very favorably when one looks at the price of going to the cinema and or even a football match, dare I say.
Although let's hope we won't necessarily be having the vuvuzelas being present at the Lincolnshire show this year. I don't think the Lincolnshire show and vuvuzelas necessarily the best things to go for. It's a possibility, but perhaps not.
No.
Charles, it's been wonderful just sharing some thoughts with you, your good self. We're certainly anticipating keenly, obviously, just a week or so away from the whole thing kicking off and seeing some magical things happening, as is always the case with the Lincolnshire Show. Show director of the Lincolnshire Show, Charles, we've got 2 final questions for your good self. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us here at Siren 107.3 FM and indeed Southside, our sister service?
Yes. Thank you very much indeed. I have. I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to you.
So can we perhaps prevail upon you, if you're in the Lincolnshire area, possibly coming into our studio in the not-too-distant future, or certainly connecting telephonically in the not-too-distant future to touch base on how the show went and obviously what other exciting things will be happening in terms of horse trials and so on?
Yeah, I'd be absolutely delighted.